Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back. We got a big hour ahead. If you want to hear a big story, it's coming up in this hour. It's in the NHL and gambling. And a player named Evander Kane. And the allegations being made by his wife. Not ex-wife yet, right, Jonesy?
No, but too, right? They Strange. Are not together. He's with some other girl. Al was showing pictures of her.
I saw the pictures of her, and they were all very lovely.
Yes.
That's all I could tell you right now. But that's athletes, Al. They get very fine companionship.
Yes.
But one other thing before I go to our guest here, because I think he's going to want to get involved as well. Al, we have tweeted out a photograph at the WIP Morning Show Twitter account. Of former Phillies manager, now riding on top of the world, Gabe Kapler.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's two things with this photo that are really making me puzzled. One is, look at this photo, Al. He's wearing a gray cap, and he is on a bicycle.
I saw that with a cup of coffee.
And both of his knees are exposed via large holes in his jeans.
He's very stylish.
That's stylish?
Yeah.
I don't know, Al, though, about the denim. It's denim on denim is crime. It's denim on denim crime.
I don't know.
Canadian tuxedo.
He must be ahead of the curve.
Now, this may be me because I'm not great with balance, but he appears to be riding on a bicycle with a cup of coffee in one of his hands.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is common?
Yeah.
He's a skilled man.
I've seen people with cell phones, which I think is dangerous.
Cell phones, holding the phone.
Up to the rear.
And going with the one hand.
Yeah.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Yes.
What does he do when he turns? Anyway, on the line to analyze that and many other things is our baseball expert from MLB.com. You would never have a better time to purchase his book, Doc, than now, since Doc Holliday's number is going to be retired next weekend.
And Todd and his publishing company gave us books to give away.
That is great.
For the to honor that.
That is a phenomenal book, and he is a phenomenal man. Todd Zalecki is with us. Hi, Todd.
Good morning. How are you?
Todd, any thoughts on, have you seen this picture of Gabe yet?
No, but you painted a very vivid picture, and I am quite literally, when I get off the phone, I'm going to check this photo out.
But both of his knees are completely exposed by large holes, but otherwise there are no other cracks in the denim.
You know what? You know what's funny, though, that you mentioned that is I heard when the Phillies were in San Francisco, I was out there, and some people said, yeah, after the game, these are some Phillies people, said we saw Gabe just fly by on his bike. So apparently he does bike throughout the city. Like, that's how he gets around. He gets back and to from the ballpark on his bike.
It's probably safer now that his team has a winning record.
Yeah.
You know, because that's also how he's doing that in San Francisco. Extremely hilly. Very hilly.
That's good. It gives him a workout.
I guess. All right. Anyway, there's a lot of ground to cover here, Todd. So let's dive right in. How did you feel about Dave Dombrowski's moves on Friday?
Well, I think for what this team is, they're a 500 team in a bad division with a really a farm system that dropped the ball over the last 5 years. I thought he did okay. He addressed some needs and gives them a chance to win a bad division. Now, were there more exciting moves to be made out there? Absolutely. But I kept thinking back to this trade deadline and seeing like where the Padres are and where the White Sox are, and I kept saying to myself, the Phillies should be where those teams are right now, but the Padres and the White Sox, they rebuilt properly over the past 5-6 years. The Phillies did not. You know, Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak's rebuild did not go as planned. Matt Klentak, when he came aboard, said, we are going to build wave after wave of pitching, and we're just going to just assault teams with all this pitching, and we're going to draft and develop. And then we're going to go out and buy the bats. Well, they obviously didn't do that because they spent a lot of their capital on acquiring pitching because they have none in the farm system.
Now, I gotta tell you something. I thought all the moves made by Dombrowski were direct indictment of McPhail and Klentak. Mm-hmm. First of all, second-round pick 2016, Gowdy. They tried to save money on Modiak to sign that kid. He was a throw-in in one of the deals.
Yes.
Then you had Spencer Howard, second-round pick 2017 with Klentak. You gave him away at the end for a couple of guys that are under, you know, like, they're still quality players, but you would have thought, you know, you'd want to keep players that big. And then you brought back Galvis, another move indicating that they shouldn't have never let him go in 2017. Weren't all these moves designed because Dave Dombrowski had no faith in the moves that had been made by McPhail and Klentak?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so think of the rotation right now. Before this weekend, you had Zach Wheeler, who's been awesome. Aaron Nola has been super up and down. And then you had Vince Velasquez, who's been terrible. Matt Moore, who's been terrible. And Spencer Howard, who is amazing the first time through the order, and then just gets crushed the second time through the order. And you, I think the front office knew they had 0% chance of winning like that going down the stretch, because I don't know when Zach Eflin's going to be back. Dave Dombrowski said on Friday when we were talking to him, he said 2 to 3 weeks. But, you know, maybe what if happens? What if it goes longer than that? So, yeah, these moves were designed. These moves basically made up for all the shortcomings, because the wave after wave of starting pitching – There is no wave. They had nobody. They had nobody, which is why they kept going with Vince and Matt Moore and were trying Spencer Howard again.
All right, let's talk about Spencer for a second, because he has a terrific arm. You can't miss that when you're watching him throw. He's got a lot of stuff. He's electric on the mound. They never could find a way to use him effectively. They tried him in a starting role. They tried him in a relief role. They went back to starter. What he said after the trade to Texas was amazing. I'm going to play this at Todd. Would you interpret this for us? Because, again, sure. I think he's indicting the people running the Phillies. Listen to this.
Yeah, it was tough to try to find a routine in there. I did my best to just focus mostly on what I could control, you know, arm care routine and weightlifting and stuff like that, to try to just be prepared for whatever they threw at me. But even then, like, it's just it was a tough go up there. So I'm very excited to be here.
What do you take out of that?
I think he feels like he got jerked around a little bit with the starting, the not starting. You know, what's my role? You know, I don't really know how they're going to handle me. The being super cautious with his workload and whatnot. So I'm sure mentally for him, he feels like, all right, I'm going to go to an organization. I'm getting a totally fresh start. You know, I think they're going to handle me in a better way. I have no doubt about that. You know, but the one thing I will say is when I thought about him saying that, which is, and I totally agree, because we were raising questions throughout the year, like, is this bad for Spencer Howard, what you guys keep doing? Like, we're sending you down to AAA. You're not coming back. You're back. We're going to have you start. We're going to have you pitch out of the bullpen for right now, see how that goes. So I totally agree with everything that he just said, but the one thing that kind of gives me pause is some of the other comments he would make during games to explain why he was tired. Well, I forgot to eat, so now I'm going to start having a banana before I pitch. You know, I couldn't recover from that time I had to run and cover first base after that long run to first base. So those are the only two things. Those things also, I think, are legitimate. Like, what exactly is Spencer Howard? Is he a starter? Is he a reliever? We'll find out with the Rangers, but the Phillies were willing to give him up.
Right, hold on. I have a minor digression with Jonesy here. Jonesy, before every show, I have a banana.
Yes, you do.
Do you have a banana as well?
I do not.
You do not?
I'm
do
not.
You?
That bounds me up.
When do you squeeze in a banana?
I never squeeze a banana in. I'll peel it for you.
No, I just – all right, Todd, back to the action. All right, Todd, let's get to Saturday night. Friday night was just atrocious. I don't know what I could say about that. They were inspired by their general manager making moves. They got one hit against the stiff pitcher, all right? Harper couldn't catch a fly ball. All right, we get to Saturday night, 2-2 in the ninth. They got Ian Kennedy for that spot. And Girardi goes with Alvarado. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that raised questions immediately. And because Alvarado, we know what he is. He's super wild. He's super ineffective when he is wild. You know, he can uncork three walks and a couple wild pitches, and you lose the game. So, I would have pitched Ian Kennedy there to try to extend the game. No, I agree 100%. It was a head-scratching move by Joe.
All right. So now we get to the nub of this. All right, Todd. The fact of the matter is Girardi has been awful all year. And watching him do this is a general manager who did not hire him, Dave Dombrowski. Is Girardi in any trouble right now? And can you see him getting in trouble if the team doesn't right itself in the last 2 months?
I don't think so, Angelo. He's got another year on his contract. I think from the Phillies' point of view, the problems with his organization run a lot deeper than the managerial position. You know, I've had some baseball people say to me over the past couple months that, you know, a bad bullpen and a bad defense can make even the best manager look bad. And I'm not saying Joe's done a good job, because, like, we just talked about the move on Saturday. But I think that they recognize that they have a lot more issues than Joe. Now, his contract runs after next season. Dave was asked a couple weekends ago, like, are you already thinking about an extension? He says, it hasn't even crossed my mind.
Damn right.
You know, the lame duck status of Joe Girardi entering next season. But I think how this season finishes, you know, assuming he does start next year, you know, he's going to take all those things into play. But Dave Dombrowski did not hire Joe Girardi, and you always hear all the time how GMs like to hire their own guy.
Last thing, Todd, and I'm telling you, we were all embarrassed on Friday. We're doing a show at Ruben Amaro Jr., and, you know, we have him down. It's very dramatic. We're right near the trade deadline. He was the GM of the Phillies. And we're talking about how putrid McPhail and Klentak were. And we're talking about him in the past tense. And Ruben stops us in mid-sentence and goes,
casually.
Yeah, he goes, they're still there, and they're still involved. And we went, well, we know Klentak's there, but we assume, like, he's up, you know, he's raking the yard. We don't think he's doing anything important. And he said, not just him. He said, McPhail's still the president of the team. He's there every day. What are these guys doing? They just got humiliated the trade deadline. They're showing up for work today?
Right.
What is going on with these two guys?
I don't think that they have any. Well, I can tell you this. Matt Klentak has zero influence on baseball operations, you know, and I think Dave would not take any of his opinions seriously. You know, he can't. You know, Andy is the president. Andy knows Dave well, so I'm sure if Andy feels like he needs to interject an opinion into a situation, he will. But I don't think that Dave Dombrowski answers to John Middleton.
Right.
Dave Dombrowski does not answer to Andy McPhail. In other words, if Andy McPhail said, geez, Dave, I really think you should not trade Spencer Howard here. I really don't agree with this move. Dave could say, we're making this move, Andy. Thanks, but you're already out the door. You know, so I don't think you need to worry about it. But they are still there, and some of their people that came in underneath them are still there, and a lot of those people are still working on the minor league side, which is why they are where they are right now.
Perfectly said, Todd. Would you let them know, you talk with them every day, that they're hurting our morale? Having those guys around are hurting our morale. Could you get that message, too?
They're hurting my morale.
There you go. The great Todd Zielecki. Get the book for the weekend. You'll love the read. Todd, you're the best. Thank you, pal.
Thanks, guys. See
you. There you have it, Al.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.